With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Now that the Michigan primaries are in the books, it's on to Super Tuesday. Donald Trump and Joe Biden won in Michigan, although there are concerns for each of them. For Mr. Trump, Nikki Haley remains in the race. For Mr. Biden, Michigan showed there is a backlash among some Democrats over his handling of the Israel-Hamas war. The Biden impeachment inquiry will advance today. Presidential son Hunter Biden appears for a closed-door deposition with House lawmakers. Republicans looking into whether President Biden benefited from Hunter's foreign business dealings and whether Mr. Biden's policy decisions have been influenced by Hunter's activities. Also at SRNNews.com, faced with a flood of illegal immigrants and a corresponding rise in violent crime, New York City Mayor Eric Adams suggests it's time for a change, time, he says, to reconsider New York's sanctuary city status. On the other side of the country, a Seattle City Council meeting has been crashed by illegals.
The group from South America demanded housing, saying it could be paid for with money earmarked for police. At one point, the group started chanting, causing the council meeting to stop. One council member said she felt physically threatened. A new poll indicates that illegal immigration is the top issue among voters. The Monmouth University poll found that 8 in 10 Americans across party lines see illegal immigration as a serious problem. Over 50% support the construction of a border wall. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Out of control Texas wildfires have shut down a nuclear weapons facility and prompted evacuation orders in small towns across the Texas rural panhandle. Cleanup, the order of the day, in parts of the Chicago area, raked by powerful storms last evening. Property damage, a result of high winds, hail, and torrential rains. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 113. NASDAQ futures off 75 points. This is SRN News. If you live in the Southwest, Franklin Graham might be coming to your town.
The popular evangelist is preaching the gospel in 10 cities in the region, part of his God Loves You Frontera tour. This weekend, he makes stops in Presidio, Texas, and El Paso. Then he's off to Arizona and California. Graham says, quote, "I can't think of another region of the nation that needs hope more than this one. Everyone along the border is overwhelmed. I'm coming to tell everyone about Jesus Christ and how he can make a difference in our lives." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has announced an ad campaign urging voters in several Republican-controlled states to speak up against laws designed to prohibit out-of-state travel for abortions. The multi-state campaign launched Monday with a TV commercial about a measure under consideration in Tennessee. The abortion trafficking bill, sponsored by GOP state lawmakers, making it a felony for an adult to recruit, harbor, or transport a minor to get an abortion without parental consent. SRN News. In Hawaii,
Governor Josh Green says the fund for Lahaina wildfire victims will also pay those who were hospitalized with severe injuries. Families of those killed will receive $1.5 million after their eligibility is confirmed. Those seriously injured would receive a share determined by the judge. Green says the fund is an option for survivors who might be considering suing the state of Hawaii, Hawaiian Electric, or other utilities and landowners for their role in the blaze. Maui County has confirmed 101 people died from the August 8th wildfire. 2 people are still missing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Price hikes for cars and trucks, which helped to fuel inflation for nearly 3 years, are slowing and, in some cases, actually falling. It's helping to cool overall inflation, also giving frustrated Americans more hope of finding an affordable vehicle. More details at SRNNews.com.